We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Deserved it. You look perfect tonight.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey, is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke with three different locations. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram. You can see us live, segments like this one. And pretty soon, I'm going to put up the, as Courtney requested, different variations of facial hair that I did while shaving my beard.
The
my
stages beard. Of facial hair.
Yep. There's a mustache. There's a peculiar goatee.
Yeah, the goatee doesn't look goatee-ish.
Well, you know, I complimented it with some sideburns, and I don't know, I think it's pretty solid.
The stash is sweet.
Oh, yeah. Good I love stash. It.
We'll put that up in a little bit. At Courtney Co. Y98 on Instagram. Were you going to tell me something?
I was going to mention that.
Oh, for terrific. Well, I was going to mention that it is National Catfish Day, everybody, so my best to you and yours. Yeah. You guys like catfish?
No.
I'm more of a fan of the buffalo fish.
What is that?
It's like... I don't know. I guess
he does it. He's tried to explain it before, Tim. Don't ask him to.
It's a fish that they have in Grafton at a restaurant.
Do they have a day?
I don't know if they have a day.
I don't think
but
that
I
they
believe
do.
It's indigenous to the Mississippi River.
What's it called? What's the place called again?
Well, I went to the Illinois River Dock.
That's it.
That was the place. But the Finn Inn in Grafton also serves buffalo
Finn
fish.
Inn? Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not Buffalo Fish Day. I don't feel like catfish got its proper...
Yeah, right.
Catfish.
That doesn't mean go catfish a person.
Don't do that.
No, totally different kind of catfish.
Consume some catfish at your local
This has been Foodstuffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Foodstuffs.
Go see your food or your fishmonger and get some catfish.
You want to hear something crazy? Have you guys been to IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the cafe at IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
I've not been to this one. I've been to other ones. They are one of the most popular places to eat on this planet. Apparently, IKEA is the sixth biggest food chain in the world.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Really?
Wow.
Those meatballs.
But it is getting in there is a chore. Think about all the places that people are eating several times a week.
And easy to get in and out of.
How many people are going to McDonald's two or three times a week? How many people are going to Burger King two or three? Who's going to IKEA?
Is it because they have that many locations and there are that many people that are in a store at any given time?
Yes, and it's such a huge store that you have to eat there just for sustenance to make it all the way to the checkout.
Okay.
That is true, but I don't know that they have that many locations. I mean, how many people in the St. Louis area have been to that IKEA? It can't be that many.
All around the world. I've been to IKEA a couple times just for lunch because of their Swedish meatballs.
I mean, you're the reason why then.
Really?
I guess.
I'm keeping them in business.
Are they close to the entrance? The cafe?
You can access the cafe. Yeah. Okay. As soon as you go up the escalator.
Weird. In Brooklyn, we literally had to take a boat, and people still went. Well, anyway, soon IKEA might start bringing their food to you. They've just started testing a food delivery service over in Europe, and if it goes well, they could expand all over the place. Jen, would you be all about this?
You crave that?
Oh, yeah, and they sell their Swedish meatballs in the frozen section, which is after you get through the checkout. And
what else?
I've gone there just to get their Swedish meatballs.
What else besides the meatballs?
It's like cafeteria style.
Their lingonberry jam. It's delicious.
Yeah.
They have mashed potatoes. They have all sorts of stuff, Courtney. You have to peruse.
All right.
The frozen food section and the actual cafe. It's great.
It's fine. It's fine, but it's not... I mean, some of that, like... Sam's Club and Costco, those hot dogs and stuff, I'd put those beyond the IKEA stuff.
And there's only 50 IKEA stores in the U.S.
Yes, thank you.
That's crazy.
Wow. Like, all these locations, there's 50 in the whole country.
You said in the world.
Okay, but even that, there's only 50 in the United States.
It looks like the leading country with the most IKEAs is Germany at 53.
Oh, wow. That's a lot for Germany. Germany's small. Do you know how many McDonald's there are?
More than 50?
Way more than 50.
Foodstuffs.
We're just going to do this. Would you eat a stranger's leftovers at a restaurant? You're walking by the table. You're still hungry. There's stuff out on the
what,
plate.
Seriously?
Absolutely not.
No.
A lot of people would.
Of course I would.
What happened?
Never.
Is there some story where it happened?
Yeah, there's a big debate online where people are saying it's okay or it's not okay. There's even a term for it. They call it free-range mooching.
The it's pros? Not yours. I would be angry if somebody came over and saw my leftovers and just felt the opportunity.
But it's after you let you already declared them, that you don't want them.
No, I don't care. That's not right.
No, it's sad to me.
Here's why.
Yeah. Really sad.
Just to make it clear, here's why I wouldn't do it. A, socially unacceptable. B, by the time I've finished a meal, all the things that are on my plate, you don't know what's happened. Like, if things have fallen on the floor, I probably pick them up and put them on. By the time I'm finished, I will take things that have been
on the table
and put them on the table to make it easier for the busser. So somebody who's walking by, it's not just like, oh, those French fries. Sure, the French fries have just been sitting there as far as we know, but if some French fries get knocked off, or those we cannot be accountable for all the places those French fries have been.
But I bet waitstaff sees this a lot more than we do.
And I think a lot of times they'll eat stuff. I have a lot of people that, you know, in their youth maybe worked at restaurants and they were hungry.
Yes.
And they'd bring stuff in and they'd go to town on it. Cake? You know, there's cake left over. You're not carving a piece off.
I'm not into this free range
mooching.
No way.
I will say that a week ago Sunday, my bride and I were at a restaurant where someone had left a pitcher of cocktails on their table. They had consumed maybe, I would say, 1/5 of this pitcher of cocktails.
Were they margaritas?
No. Okay. They were like a Kentucky Buck.
Okay.
And we were looking at it. Is that tea? Is that a cocktail? So we actually asked the waiter, said, is that cocktail or is that a tea, that pitcher over there? Like, no, it's cocktails. He left like 80% of it. We're looking at each other.
Did you take it?
He asked us. The waiter did ask.
Why not?
Would you like it?
Yeah.
And we declined.
You should have taken that.
You should have, but I will tell you this.
Drinking out of the pitcher.
This is Lance Hildebrand.
I know,
but
you're saying it's just not socially acceptable to take someone else's leftovers off their table.
When it comes to drinking, I think that's acceptable.
The pitcher did go into where the food, where the wait staff is. And we noticed as the afternoon went on, as we were there at the pitcher.
Oh, see? Somebody went after him.
I think the wait staff maybe did.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They were friendlier by the end of the night.
They were.
Mean.
All right. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sun today. We may see a couple showers late tonight. A high of 90. And it looks like we're going to stay in the upper 80s, low 90s.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.